This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan's Taliban Monday announced a three-day ceasefire for the Eid al-Fitr holiday this week, marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. That ceasefire would begin either Wednesday or Thursday. The Muslim calendar follows lunar cycles, and the holiday depends on the sighting of the new moon. Just hours after the pending ceasefire was announced, a bus in southern Zabul province struck a roadside bomb, killing 11 people. At least 24 more people on the bus were injured. Improvised explosive devices litter the countryside and have been used extensively by the Taliban. Israeli police firing tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber-coated bullets have clashed with Palestinians, stone throwers, again, at a flashpoint in Jerusalem in the holy site Monday. It was the latest in a series of confrontations that is pushing the contested city to the brink of eruption. Medics say at least 153 Palestinians were hospitalized after being hurt in the confrontations at the flashpoint. Officers fired the tear gas and stun grenades, and some of the stun grenades landed inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site. Sudanese authorities on Sunday deported around three dozen Ethiopian peacekeepers working on the UN mission in Darfur to a refugee camp, according to the state-run news agency. Fatah Ibrahim Mohammed, head of the refugee agency in North Darfur province, said the troops are among 120 Ethiopian forces from the Tigrayan ethnic group who have sought asylum in Sudan after their stay ended earlier this year, according to the Sunna News Agency. This is VOA News. The United States' top infectious disease doctor says it was highly likely that officials have been undercounting the number of fatalities from COVID-19 after a new report from the University of Washington estimated the death toll was nearly double. The analysis by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation pegs the U.S. death toll at more than 900,000. CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wednesday put its latest official estimate at more than 575,000 deaths in the United States due to the novel coronavirus. While the world's wealthier nations have stockpiled coronavirus vaccines for their citizens, many other poorer countries are still scrambling to secure doses. A few, like Chad, have yet to receive any. The World Health Organization says about a dozen countries, many of them in Africa, are still waiting to get some vaccines. Those last in line on the continent, along with Chad, are Burkina Faso, Burundi, Eritrea, and Tanzania. WHO says delays and shortages are driving African countries to slip further behind the rest of the world in the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, with the continent accounting for only 1% of the vaccines administered worldwide so far. Just before an online meeting with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador very publicly accused the U.S. government of violating Mexico's sovereignty. The issue apparently did not arise in the meeting. The meeting itself, the portion that was made public, focused on immigration, a key issue in the U.S.-Mexico relationship, along with trade, border security, and the pandemic. More than 1,200 migrants and several decrepit, overcrowded fishing boats Sunday reached a tiny island in Italy in a span of 12 hours as human traffickers exploited calm seas and warm weather to launch multiple vessels. First of the migrants arrived at 5 a.m., and Lampedusa mayor told the Sky TV that it was the biggest number of migrants to come ashore this year in a single day at an Italian port this year. And he appealed to the premier to put migration on the agenda, even as the government is heavily focused on guiding Italy's economic and social recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. And for years, Amazon has been under pressure from shoppers and brands and lawmakers to crack down on counterfeits on its site. Now it's saying it blocked 10 billion suspected phony listings last year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.